Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and this is Collision Blast Quick Tips. And today we're going to talk about first few steps to change a quarter panel on a 1966 Mustang. Me and the boys have been working on this car at the house. It's a house or weekend type project. And, you know, it's going to take quite a bit of work. We're replacing both the quarter panels, both fenders. You know, it had some rust. But anyway, we're just doing it at the house, kind of a slow pace, you know, when time allows and money. But working on this car, and we're in the process of changing a quarter panel. And you can also see videos on this and read blogs at collisionblast.com. But the first things you're going to need to do is you're going to have to remove some of the, you know, some of the items on the car in order to access the spot welds. Because the majority of weld-on panels, such as a quarter panel, are held together with spot welds, and you have to remove these spot welds. There's different ways to remove those. We're doing this project kind of as a, you know, someone might do at their house that don't have a lot of the tools. So we're basically just using a cordless drill to cut all the spot welds. We will drill through the center of the spot weld with a smaller bit, like a 9/64 bit, and then you come back with a larger drill bit, like a, you know, a 5/16 or so, you know, bigger size drill bit to just drill the outer panel. You drill on the spot weld, and then you can remove it. But before we do that, we're going to have to take things off that are in the way. For example, you may have the rear bumper that you need to take off. You know, any interior trim panel that might be in the way. You know, you're going to have to take those items off. And again, if you go to collisionblast.com, we kind of go through step by step of the things you'll have to do and you know, where some of the bolts are located that you'll have to remove. But basically, once you get this removed, you need to make sure before you start cutting your quarter panel off is that everything aligns upright. If the quarter panel is damaged, you're going to want to repair the damage. And now I'm not talking about metal finishing or getting it, you know, perfect. I'm talking about just roughing it out so all your body lines align properly. If it's not damaged, you want to go ahead and, you know, something old like a 1966 Mustang is probably going to be out of alignment a little bit, so you're going to loosen your door hinges to adjust your door to make it fit, you know, just perfect, you know, best you can to the quarter panel, and same with the deck lid. And then once everything is aligned properly, then you can proceed to go ahead and start removing spot welds. The one tip I want to mention in this podcast is drilling. This is where a lot of errors are made. Get a drill bit and start drilling too fast. High RPMs only going to burn the drill bit, and it's going to slow you down to where it takes forever. You know, the first one or two may go fast, but then you burn and dull the drill bit, which makes it seem like you can't hardly drill through the rest of them because it's taking so long. But if you'll slow the drill down when drilling metal, if you'll slow it way down, and also use a lubricant, you know, they make paste or, you know, some type of cutting lubricant that they have, and put on the drill bit, that will help keep it cool as well. So low RPM, use some type of lubricant. And you'll be surprised that, you know, a lot of people think that the faster you go, the faster it's going to cut, but that's not necessarily true. So the next time you're drilling metal, whether it's spot welds or any other type of metal, if you are drilling at high speeds, think about lowering your RPM way down and using some type of a cutting lubricant. That pretty well wraps this up. For more, go to collisionblast.com, catch all the steps that we're doing, watch the videos, and we'll talk to you next time.